This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you. That was second hour. While I'm doing this, how about you ask her if it's okay if we just go now? How about we just do that? We can do that. Okay. Anyway, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. So we're going to go with this instead? I think we're going to go with this instead. There's some things coming down the pipe, and you will understand them in about a week or so, maybe less. But right now, my next guest, she is. We're sort of intermingling with the same people, so why not bring her on? Because she is causing a ripple in the gun world. I'm joined now. It's been a while since she's been with me. Tatiana Whitlock joins me this evening. Good evening. Joined this evening by Tatiana Whitlock. Yes, ma'am.
How are you?
I am good.
Wonderful.
A couple of mixed wires here. Big deal. We'll just go with it. This is the drama, Tatiana, of live radio.
Good to me.
Sounds like it's a field expedient thing that you have to do when you have to pivot on those kind of things. So right now let's talk about what you're doing right now. You are in Arkansas.
I'm in Arkansas. And let me tell you, it's a beautiful change from the couple feet of snow I had when I left Maine last week.
Yeah, normally you're up there in Michigan and Maine and all these fine spring-like states, but now you're down in Arkansas, and you're down there with Nighthawk.
Yes. I was here for 4 days now, and we were doing a big program with Gap Marketing and Turner Time TV to do some filming and introduce the audience who knows and loves the Nighthawk brand, but give you a behind-the-scenes peek at how things are done. It's a pretty exceptional outfit they have there, and it's quite an honor to be able to go and film and interview the gunsmiths and tour the facility. So look forward to some good material coming in from them in the next couple of months.
Now, Nighthawk is a common sponsor of mine with Trigger Time TV and everything, and for them to be down there and filming this. You have been a big Nighthawk proponent for quite some time. That was one thing I noticed about you was that you got on board that train. And as a matter of fact, you seem to be a little more resilient than their last superstar that they had, which, we're not going to mention his name.
Well, let me just put it to you this way. It's not hard to get behind a brand that you know and love. And, you know, there's all kinds of sponsorship arrangements in this industry, and those that shall not be named, they kind of ruined it for a lot of shooters out there. But, you know, the relationship that I have with Nighthawk is one of just mutual respect and appreciation. And it's really, you know, they've been wonderfully supportive and helping me get into gear that I can use and run and introduce people to a 1911 platform that may have never touched one before. And that's been amazing. And whenever I'm asked to come out and fly the flag, I'm honored to. It really is an honor to be asked to come and represent a product and stand beside the folks that make them and get to meet them, you know, to actually get to meet the gunsmith that made your gun is a pretty fantastic thing.
Now,
they're quite an outfit, and it's, again, it's a real honor.
So, I have a Falcon right now. I think you probably knew that, but I have a Falcon right now, which I haven't had a chance to do anything with it because I'm getting ready to go. I'm getting ready to move, so I've been packing up the house and everything. What am I going to find? And I ran a 1911 for 7 years when I was in the military, but I'm pretty sure it wasn't quite like this one. What am I going to find out when I start pulling the trigger on this Nighthawk?
Brace yourself. It's like a butter. This is the most smooth shooting gun I've ever picked up. I have a Falcon, too. I absolutely love it. You know, the smaller guns are fantastic. But I do love a full-size government model. And the Falcons are spectacular. They're a Nighthawk. So let's can't get real too picky, because if it comes from Nighthawk, you're going to fall in love with it one way or the other. But I love my Falcon. I also love my T4. Do you have the fiber optic sights on yours?
No, mine are night sights. As a matter of fact, I was quite shocked, because with night sights, these are really small night sights, but when it gets dark, they seem a lot larger in the dark than they do in the nighttime.
They're kind of deceptively small during the day, and at night they definitely scream at you, which is wonderful. Are you finding that you're a night sight person or a fiber person?
Well, I'm monochromatic colorblind, so for me, the night sights are okay. The only problem is that I still am looking for a little illumination. I'd rather be able to see my target than see my sight, because back in the 80s when I was in the military and we were training to fight the Soviets, who turned out to be a big bust, we would train in our masks and everything else. And the thing about night shooting that they taught us back then was to line up with the cleft of our chin, try to bring it up as, you know, not to try to seek a sight, but to try to line up the weapon with where you were looking. Wherever you were looking. So with night sights for me, I'll use them if I can see the illuminated target behind it. But in a lot of ways for me, they're – now, having said that, I've got it on quite a few guns. So, I mean, you know, it's – for me, a three-dot system works about as good as a night sight. Although a night sight, if there's enough illumination out there, I do like it now. Don't get me wrong. It's sort of startling how good they are.
They do a wonderful job. I keep finding that I like a more demure sight. And if I can put a light on it, pretty much all my sights end up looking like they're all black to begin with when you throw light in front of the gun. So I'm going for a really low-profile, discreet sight in comparison to the screaming front sight dot fiber colors. And that being said, I really do love my bright orange fiber front sight on my Falcon.
Yeah, when they sent this to me, I mean, I was so overwhelmed with it that I didn't want to get out there and nitpick it. I want to meet the guy that built this one. That's got to be, because for those that don't know, with a Nighthawk pistol, if you've heard the ad, one gun, one gunsmith, that is literally true. From when somebody decides, okay, today we're going to build a Falcon. Smitty, it's on you. Smitty goes and builds that Falcon. So,
and they take such pride in putting their stamp on the component. You take the grips off, and you get to see the stamp of the initials of the gunsmith. That is for real. They take such care, and they put their heart and soul into each specific gun. And, you know, the way they talk about it is it's a piece of artwork, and it means that much to them when they send it out the door.
Let's see. Let me look at it. We're coming up on the first break. Now, you guys out there listening right now, you're going to be hearing more from Tatiana. And, there's a reason for that, and we'll get to that reason at a later date. But she's involved with a lot of things that we're going to be talking about tonight that I've been involved with for a while. When we get back, though, I want to talk to you about the challenges women shooters face when they come into the chain. You obviously are facing them. You have to deal with them, and we'll explain the details to it. How can they find Tatiana Whitlock?
I made it really hard. It's TatianaWhitlock.com. It's my name through and through.
We're going to be right back with my special guest tonight, Tatiana Whitlock. This is Lock and Load. combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency in production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand.
outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. My guest this hour is Tatiana Whitlock. Tatiana, now you, I've seen the way you train, and I've seen the way you do things, and like when you're on the range, you seem to train a lot concealed with a handgun.
Yes.
You conceal the way I conceal inside the waistband and everything. Now, for you, you know, you're an instructor, tactical instructor, self-defense instructor, brand ambassador, those kind of things. You can do that, and you have the luxury of dressing that way. All women don't have that, though, do they?
You know, it's the thing with women in concealed carry is that we're taught that it's really hard, and we're taught that it's really difficult and that there's nothing for us, when in reality, we've got more options than you guys have.
Yeah, I know.
We've got a huge variety of wardrobe selections, material choices, cut styles. We've got a million choices. You guys have a button down and jeans. You know, you've got one look. So in some ways, you have a more simplified perspective, but we've got so many options at our disposal. We are also, let's face it, we are masters of camouflage. We know how to put on makeup. We know how to dress to hide lumps and bumps we don't want you to see. So we know how to, you know, dress to bring your attention to things we want you to. So with that in mind, when I work with women for concealed carry, it's how are you dressing for the range so that you're comfortable for a somewhat athletic experience at the range? And then can you also, on day two of some of these programs, can you come to me a class dressed like you would to go to work, the way you'd carry a gun, where you'd hope to be able to carry a gun comfortably so that you could go about your regular day? Because we don't all live in tack pants and Solomon and polos. You know, we dress how we dress with whatever style we have. And we wear heels and we, you know, we have jewelry and accessories and all of that stuff. And so to be able to have women come to the range and get the functional skill sets necessary to do it well, and then for them to come to the range on day two dressed like they're just going to the grocery store or to work, that's a really interesting shift, because they often find after we get through some tips and tricks and life hacks of how to do it well, that it's really not that hard. And the motivation for carrying isn't just to feel safe, but to be safe. And once you flip that switch, it's much easier to make small wardrobe changes, to make small stylistic changes so that the gun can be on you all the time without feeling like this weird, awkward, uncomfortable object.
When you conceal carry, are you what's the smallest gun you carry?
A Glock 43 is the smallest. I love my Nighthawk T4, which is a Commander Link 1911.
And I guess the Glock 43 is more of a wardrobe centric type gun where you need to really minimize the size. But so the T4 is the one you carry the most often then.
That's right. That's my baby. I love it. You know, and again, everybody thinks, and largely a lot of ladies think, that they have to go for a smaller gun. Something that's small and skinny and scrawny. They feel that they have to go for something that's going to fit, be small because they have small hands. I mean, every horrible thing you've heard, every box store trying to sell a woman a gun. It hurts. I die a little inside. But the reality is the best gun for you is the one you put the most time in, and you know inside and out. So for me, the Nighthawk T4, I've got thousands of rounds through that gun. You know, a little bit of a shift and change, and something happens with it that it feels just slightly ever so different. I pick up on that, and I know that. It's like when you're driving your car every day and suddenly it develops just a small little rumble where it wasn't before. You pick up on that, but your passengers don't. Because you know that machine that well. That's the gun you want. The Glock 43 I'm carrying largely because I'm finding that's a very, very popular gun across men and women coming to my classes for concealed carry. So if that's the gun that I'm seeing most of, I need to be strong with that particular pistol so that I can speak fluently to them and be able to work with them. And I'm seeing that done everywhere. It's very popular.
Me personally for that one, I'm more of a Shield man. I like the M&P Shield. Glock came to that party late. I already had the Shield when they got there, and the smallest Glock I own is a Glock 26. But and that's pretty mm-hmm. small too. But one thing that I've noticed when I've been working as a range at RSO, when I get pressed into that, a lot of women seem to be told that they need this the Smith 6.42, and I can't tell you how many ladies I've seen that their hands get like busted open by the by that pounding, and they just have to shoot 50 rounds to qualify for a CCW here. So they bust their hands open with those things because somebody has, probably not a female instructor, definitely not a female salesperson at the gun shop sold it to them.
Oh, definitely not. Definitely not. You know, I will often bring a sample of my own collection. And if I see someone who's struggling with it, with their particular choice, and it's really hindering their ability to, one, enjoy the experience, because let's face it, shooting is fun. And training for concealed carry can be fun, especially when we're not all thinking about zombie apocalypse and scary things happening, and we're really just working the techniques. That is a challenge, and it is a blast. But I'll let them try a variety of my own, and ultimately what I'm finding, and this is an observation not just because I happen to love the platform, but because of the way most women's hands are made, we don't have a wide, not finger length long, but in terms of how wide our palms are. We don't have a large hand span
right
in our palms. And because of that, we also don't have really meaty hands, meaning we don't have a really pronounced muscle below our thumb. We have a more flat palm. And so when you take your hand and you cup it as though you were to grip a gun, you have a more linear oval space as opposed to a, real void that would be made as you cup your hand. So I'm finding that most women's hands, just because of the structure of how we're built, fold and fill around a 1911 grip, because especially with thinner grip plates, it just is the right shape to fill the hand naturally. And so there's a lot of comfort there, and so the experience is much more positive.
Getting ready to come to the next break when we get back. I'm going to tell you how you can register to win a Nighthawk Predator 2, a Nighthawk Custom Predator 2. Tatiana is involved with that to a certain degree as well. And that's going to be given away in April, end of April, April 30th, I believe it is. And talk about that. When we get back, Tatiana, I want to talk to you about your very exciting new thing you've set up with G-Code. That's going to be very interesting to me because I've been dealing with them for about 5 years now, so we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Stated goal is to be the best. You know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says, it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. My guest this hour is Tatiana Whitlock of so many things, but recently you have added to your resume. You are now in a position, and explain to me what you're doing with G-Code now. Do we still have Tatiana? Can you get her back? And run to that. There's some very, well, for me, from my end of the show, it's a very exciting time for me, and Tatiana is a part of that. So you'll be hearing a lot more from her in the coming months. And at the NRA meetup, she and I and Steve Fisher and some other people will be doing some things together. So whilst we try to get her back.
Here I am. I found
her. Okay.
Sorry about that, Bill.
Not a problem. Not a problem. Tell me. Now, I've been involved with G-Code has been a sponsor of mine for a long time. And when I saw that they had brought you on board, that was very interesting. to me simply because I'm interested. First of all, they're very innovative. Are you working with Jesse Lockhart? I mean, good gosh, what are you guys going to come up with?
Oh, yes, I am. I do a lot of work with Jesse, and the entire engineering staff there is pretty exceptional. I have met them on set for Trigger Time TV last season, and, you know, I've always loved and admired the product. And they invited me down to visit the facility, and I was like a kid in a candy store. You know, their production, my background, is, I don't know if you know this, is in plastics manufacturing and industrial design. So to walk into a manufacturing facility that's all plastic and molding machines and presses and, oh, my gosh, I nerded it out pretty hard. And by the time the trip was over, they brought me on board as a product designer and systems engineer, and it has been a nonstop idea-generating machine ever since.
Yeah, they've done a couple of things that I find really interesting there. Although there's, and I, when I've been talking to Scott Evans, I have given him a list of things that I would love for him to do. And, later on when I'm talking to you offline, just because I don't want to give away trade secrets, I'm gonna give you some ideas that I'd like to see Scott do. He's considered it. I just want to see him actually do it. But
sure. Yeah, they have an ongoing, and of course I can't talk too much about it, but they have an ongoing product testing program, product development. They put these concepts through the wringer, and when they launch something, and there's some fantastic stuff in the works right now that I'm really excited about towards the end of this year and into 2018 that are fantastic. They really consider the end users, the evolutions of their own products and their own designs. They are the first ones that want to change it, make it better, evolve it, not just the product, but the manufacturing technique to make it. It's pretty inspiring to work with them.
Do you have a nice complement of soft shell scorpions?
Oh, yes, I have a lot of those now. I really enjoy them.
Now I have some soft shell. The latest thing I've gotten from them is some soft shell scorpions, and I got a salter belt, which I haven't even tried out yet, but I'm going to get it tried out there. I still have a 1911. Holster that works with the Nighthawk, so I'll be putting that on one of their mules for the drop leg and everything else, and running that, and just the first chance I get, I've just got to get past this move and everything. But they also have they make Kydex that moves. Did you notice that? I mean, their Kydex products are the only ones making them the way they make them.
This is very true. They have developed a seriously innovative process to make Kydex as close to an injection molded product as is possible, as is anything that I've ever seen. They are able to do it with a level of consistency and precision that I've never seen from another mass manufactured Kydex house. And, it's a real compliment when someone picks up one of the holsters and goes, no, this was injection molded. Just kind of have to smile and go, no, actually it wasn't, but thank you. So that's pretty cool. And then we're seeing a lot more movement of injection molded components. And, of course, they do so much of their own stuff in-house. And they OEM for a lot of places, too. But they're doing, you know, almost every piece that you're seeing on there, they make themselves. And it's all made right here in the USA. And that's something that they take great pride in. Where a lot of components are outsourced, they brought in the CNC machines to be able to make all their own metal fixtures and parts and pieces all right there in the shop.
Yeah.
And that's keeping good people employed.
What do you think of the Contact series?
Can I say that again?
Are you familiar with their Contact series? Their chess rigs and their belts that they've come up with.
I'm really excited. Of course, I can't tell you too much, but I'm really excited about some of the belt opportunities that are kind of come out of G-Code. And yes, I have an Assaulter's belt and rig too, and I love mine because I don't need any keepers. The way that it's constructed, using it with their components, I don't need any additional, you know, starts and stops. I don't have to take stuff into place. It's all built right into the belt itself, and I can move things over incrementally, but it all locks right into place. I love that. It makes my life so easy because I'm tiny. I don't have a lot to work with here. So nice. I've got to be able to adjust these things and set it up for success as best possible.
Well, I mean, with the Assaulter belt, the reason I was so intrigued by the Assaulter belt, I think they probably saw a competitor. Well, not really a competitor. Most of the stuff that they put their mind to, they over-engineer it so far beyond what everybody's got out there. But it put me in mind of that belt company that makes the highly concealable belts, and the assaulter belt comes along and just sort of blows it away because everything on it is flexible and moves and will sort of conform to your body. So I'm very excited about having mine. I need to get out there and run around with it. I may have to like go get groceries in it or something.
That would definitely, you'd make friends.
Yeah. I'm sure people would like that quite a bit. When we come back, I just want to set you up for this. We're coming up off the break, but I mean, you have become in a lot of ways, you're on Trigger Time TV. I'm sure at the NRA meetup, I'm going to see a banner with your head hanging off of it or something. That always
absolutely.
Does that not creep you out or something to see your head hanging from the ceiling?
I think it's pretty cool, and my kids love it.
Okay.
That's the most important part. As long as they think mom's a ninja, I'm doing okay.
Well, yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? That's mm-hmm. the thing. And you're a late bloomer in the shooting, aren't you? I mean, this isn't something you've been doing for a decade or so. You've come in, and I mean, you sort of popped like a small thermonuclear device, didn't you?
Well, that's a good compliment. I've never heard that one before, but I'll take it. Thank
you. You like that one?
I do. That's pretty good. Now, well, the first time I shot a handgun, my son just turned 7, so it was 6 years ago.
6 years.
So, yes, I am fairly new to this whole world. The best way I can explain it is I took an immersive approach to learning as much as I could. And that attitude and the philosophy about this industry and all the facets to it still applies.
Well, I mean, I sort of look at this as sort of you finally found what you were supposed to be doing. And it doesn't matter how long it took you to get there. It's where you're at right now, right? You can find Tatiana at TatianaWhitlock.com. In coming months, you're going to see a lot of her influence all over a lot of things, and you'll see it here in more ways than one. One more break in this hour when we get back. More of Tatiana. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. If you'd like to carry a gun that was maybe made by the same guy that made Tatiana's pistol, you can go on this podcast. Right below the description of her being on the show tonight will be a link for you to go and enter for a Nighthawk Predator 2. Free to enter. Go do it. Take a shot at it. You might like it. My guest this hour is Tatiana Whitlock. I'm being asked, Tatiana, are you and the Yeti getting ready to train, do any training in Ohio anytime soon?
He's actually on his way there right now at the Shoothouse Track this weekend. And he was a little bummed out because the weather looks like it's going to be a little less than as lovely as it has been in Arkansas. But, yes, there's been a lot of call for us to do training together, specifically surrounding couples or partners. There's a lot of husband and wife teams that are looking to learn how to become a team.
Right.
When they're out and about or when they're in their homes. And that's something that we're working on developing, a program for that. I can give you a little bit of a heads up. There will be some heavy emphasis on that in the upcoming season of Trick or Time TV. So we're putting the material out because, yes, there is a great demand.
Well, let's talk about Trigger Time TV. Are you the only female instructor they have?
I am. That would be Nick. Melissa Gilliland has been on the show in the past. Of course, she's an incredible precision rifle shooter. But at this moment, it's just me.
Well, now, let's think about this. A pistol fighter, okay, which is essentially what you train people to be, is sort of close up, whereas a precision shooter could be up on a hilltop somewhere in a Barca lounger with a nice cooler full of beer, just taking a shot whenever it just strikes their fancy, right? I mean, for what you're what you're teaching people how to do is more reactive and more more of a real world application than precision shooting is in the everyday mundane American life, right?
Yes, and absolutely. There are very different genres and very, very different machines. The application is very different. But, you know, I have a great appreciation for all things that are precision rifle. That is addicting. And I haven't dabbled into it too much because, it's definitely a passion that once you get hooked on, it can consume you. So for all of the precision rifle folks out there, I am amazed at what you do.
Well, I'm going to tell you, enjoy it while you can, because as you age and your eyes start to go bad, and when you start looking at RMRs as more, not, they're no longer an option, they're a need. Well,
I hear you.
I think you get what I'm saying. So
now,
with Trigger Time TV, for that has to be quite the adaptation, because most of the time. Like Steve Fisher. Steve Fisher has a background with Magpul Dynamics, and he's got Sentinel Concepts. I mean, he is the prototypical dude trainer that is, you know, all the guys, Mike Lamb that they have there and all these other guys, like Steve, you know, they're just prototypical. And then you step in.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be a little bit of a shift on the programming content, isn't it?
It is. It's a big shift in the programming content. And it's simply because I have a different perspective. I've not been in law enforcement. I am not military. My background is fine art. But my pursuit of firearms has been literally, how am I going to do this and do this well? When it counts, you don't get a second chance. So how can I make sure that what I'm expecting that I can do to save my family or protect the people I care about, that I'm actually going to be able to pull that off? I'm not going to have backup. Most likely I'm going to be by myself. So it's just going to be me and my older parents and my little kids. And, I don't want to get it wrong. So the perspective that I bring to the show is one of you're going to the grocery store or you're going to get a cup of coffee. The amount of travel that I do these days is a lot of hotels and weird new foreign spaces and environments you may never have been in before. So how do you apply those, you know, supposed situational awareness skills that everybody talks about? How can I teach that to people in a way that they're going to actually be able to absorb and use it without needing a Harvard degree?
That's the trick, though, isn't it? I mean, mindset is there are people that just have it natively, right? There's people that have just as an instinct. It's something you wake up. But there's a lot of people that you would try to teach this to, and until they're actually in that moment, they have no idea what you're talking about until they actually get in that moment. So that has to be the biggest challenge for any instructor out there. Is that what you're, how does that work with ladies?
You know, the best tool that I have is visualization drills. And I've built a number of, we'll call them stories, that in order to get into the right frame of mind, and in order to bring your emotions to a place where you can familiarize yourself with handling the gun when you have got a little misty eye, because we've been talking about a scenario that perhaps involves your family or could involve your children with you, or that small twinge of what that panic might feel like. Can I operate the firearm when I have that emotion? Those visualization drills and those stories are a big part of what I use in the classes, and oftentimes it's a very centering, anchoring experience for folks. I don't care if you're a man or a woman. I have yet to have a student not go through those and not get a little misty-eyed. And, man, it brings it home. And that's the biggest thing that I can give you is, are you able to face the realities, not preparing for zombie apocalypse or Call of Duty, you can press pause at any time, but can you take the complete consequence of not acting in the moment when you need to? Do you have the ability to flip the switch? And can I give you that ability to find the switch when you need it, flip it, and then the tools to be able to do it right? That's the biggest thing. And, again, age, gender, and physical ability has nothing to do with it as much as it does your willingness to participate and learn and be prepared mentally and emotionally for what you're actually carrying a gun for.
Yeah, I will say this. I have noticed that ladies seem to assimilate with the curriculum of gun carrying a lot faster than guys do. Because, you know, I show up there and I'm thinking that I'm Sonny Crockett or something. So I get up there, I've got all this tude going on instead of paying attention. And ladies, the other thing that I consider, though, is like the instincts of a woman, the maternal instincts of a woman or something, arousing that maternal instinct in a woman, and she's got a gun and she's been listening and training, that's going to turn out bad for somebody. Somebody's going to really regret their career choice I don't know, however long it takes to clear a Nighthawk T4 from a holster, I guess, huh?
Yeah, it's not that long. Yep, that's a big thing. And, you know, again, there's buzzwords that are in this industry that make me a little crazy. You know, mindset is one of them. We talk about it a lot, but we don't give people the actual tools to functionally apply that. Same thing with situational awareness. We talk about it. You know, you can read an article or two, but have you trained those skill sets in at the range during a concealed carry exercise? Do you know how to do that? And folding all of that into a progressive skill building program, it's a lot of fun. And it's a real challenge. And it's a lot harder than you think, but once you get it, it's there. And that tool is there for you when you need to call upon it.
I'll tell you one day what I think the short route to developing that is, but we're not going to worry about that right now. Now, in about the next 60 days, Tatiana's universe is going to expand exponentially, and we can't talk about that right now, but, I mean, she and I are going to have a lot of things in common.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are. It's going to be a wild ride for the rest of the year, Bill. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, it is. If you want to come and catch us at the NRA meetup, Tatiana's going to be handling the spinner thing while me, Steve Fisher, and Gene Hickton play Twister on the floor. So that's coming up. Special surprise for you, Tatiana. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Thank you for having me, Bill. It's always a pleasure.
All right. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.